Recording. Oh, I think we are recording. Okay, we're
Yep.
recording.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening, everybody. This is meeting of the WPFW relocation LSB relocation committee, Wednesday, February 19th. I am Dennis Williams, convening the meeting. Let's Adele, you want to call the roll and see who's here at this point?
Sure. Miyuki Williams.
Present.
Tom Chase.
Present.
Mo Thomas. Mo Thomas. Wayne Bruce. Wayne Bruce. Robert Gordon.
Present.
Ronald Pinchback. Mr. Pinchback.
Don't see him.
Okay. Verna Avery Brown.
Present.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs said she'd be in late after an appointment.
Right.
Is that everybody on the committee? Is Bill Curtis on the committee?
No,
Nope.
that's everybody but me.
Okay.
Did you call Kamal?
And Mr. Chairman Dennis Williams.
Did you call Kamal?
Oh no, I did not call Kamal.
I'm here.
All right, Kamal, thank you.
I just got a text from Wayne Bruce that said that he won't be able to make it.
Oh, okay.
So Wayne's not here. We have not heard from Pinchbeck or Mo, and Vanessa's going to be late. So that's it. We'll get started. Not too long ago, we got a brief agenda. We also, Adele, I think, just sent out notes from the last meeting, which we won't, I'm not going to spend time on now. If you have any questions, you can peruse those during the meeting and see if you have any questions. We will, ask the secretary to start taking more formal notes starting, with this meeting.
Do you want minutes? Is that what you're asking for, like regular minutes?
Well, I think maybe both, because probably notes is useful for us to know what we're talking about,
Right.
but the minutes actually can be briefer because we're actually not taking many actions, and the minutes really only need to reflect actions taken. So,
Okay. So votes and motions and whatnot. Okay.
And
All right.
the minutes for the records will probably be briefer.
All right.
And Ellen Carter just came in, and is it Mo? Yes, Mo Thomas.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay. So the agenda, moving forward, a review of a conversation, Miyuki and I had with the Ganao group today, discussion of temporary office space, discussion of a possible extension at Sirius, question of sending our updated financials and whether to send them to Bonifant, an update on contacts with Montgomery County, possibility of consulting a lender about sort of looking long term at mortgage possibilities, and then any other questions that we have. Any objections or additions to that agenda? Okay, hearing none, let's go forward. So Miyuki and I, which Miyuki arranged, thank you, got on the phone with Victor and Jared, the two folks who'd been we've been working with at Ganao, just to kind of re-engage with them. And it was helpful. More helpful than useful, if that makes any sense. We talked about all the different kinds of things and possible scenarios that we have going, with, looking for a long-term rental space this year, possibly extending where we are, still thinking about, another, an ownership track. And so their advice was to, that they can advise us steps along the way, but that basically if we have clarity in the short term about a long term goal, like if we're looking for if we're clear, in the next month or so that we are looking for this year to rent a space for the next, 5 years or so, then they can really engage us with us on that. Or if we want to switch tracks to think about purchasing, to let them know that. But otherwise, they're kind of putting it back in our court to say, okay, we need to be, more clear on where we are, what we are prioritizing right now. Does that sound, Miyuki, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Does that sound right?
I think you did it perfectly.
Okay. Any questions about that?
Yeah, so what does that mean, Dennis, that they're not going to do anything until they give further instructions?
Yeah, it's kind of like get back to us when you know exactly what you want us to do.
Well, would they be in a position to do any kind of searching for a property that we purchased? I don't think that's what they do, right?
I don't think that's what they do.
Can I expand here?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and jump in.
Dennis explained it what basically took place in terms of the conversation, but just so that you all have the benefit of it as well. One of the things that Ganal said, I said to Ganal was that we, one, Mo suggested, and let me back up. When we took up Sirius XM, we asked for a 4 to 6 month lease because our idea was we were just going to live there for a minute until we found our permanent space, since we were in the process of finding a permanent space. Since we've gotten there and now that we're embedded, people really like it there. It serves us very well. And Mo suggested, and I think it's a good idea, that perhaps we consider staying there a year while we continue to get ourselves on a stronger financial footing. All the public affairs at most other radio stations are literally doing work remotely. So are a lot of the music people, actually. But all the public affairs are AMU and other stations. I have no one who are coming in. But we have our music programmers coming in. It's inexpensive in terms of, rent and what we have, or it's within our budget. And it gives us a chance to really get on a stronger financial footing. Meanwhile, while we're saving money, we can focus on other things. The option of possibly buying a property, which Bo brought up to us, which I've been trying to follow up and haven't heard anything. But still, if not that property, if we're able to buy one, maybe we could buy another to investigate what that would look like and how much money we would have to have in the kitty. The other thing still, that Reeves building is still up in the air. I've made some contacts. I can't say I've got any traction, but I found the people who I need to reach out to, and I'm trying to. The other thing is we were in a, the concern was previous that we had to find somewhere by June because we had to be out there be out of Sirius in December. That's no longer true. Through Dennis's request, I spoke to Sirius today, and they said everything is going well enough that they have no problem extending the lease if that's what we want to do. Because, we came in with a 4 to 6 month lease. They extended it to a year. And I just asked today whether we could extend past that. They said yes, but they would like to know sooner than later. So it would be easy just doing an addendum to the current lease as opposed to creating a whole new lease process, which took a whole lot of time last time. So is that any clearer, Robert, in terms of why Ganal said, okay, you all figure out what you're going to do. If you're ready to buy something, we're there. And the other part is we do need to have an office. A couple of weeks, Saturdays ago, about 7 to 10 people came to my house. We licked and stuffed and set out all the tax receipts, over 840 tax receipts. It was a great day. We started at 9. We ended up about 9. We got a lot done. But just in terms of feasibility and doing things in the future, we do need an office space. We're spent so far for this drive. We spent, I think, about $3,000 to $4,000 on Telerep in terms of them capturing the money. Half of that It would be about half of that if we had people answering the phones on the weekends, which was what we were getting back to doing. So having a space where we could do that is also important, because that would pay itself off if I could find an inexpensive enough office space to accommodate us for the next 11 months. So.
I just want to split those, because the that's okay. It's not you've raised the notion of extension, and I want to deal with that first. And the temporary office space goes hand in hand with that, right? Because if we the situation is serious, does not include an office. So that if we decided that we wanted to stay there, then we definitely are looking for additional office space. Not a lot and not expensive. And we did get some guidance from Ganao on that. But so I want to flip the agenda and first hear some thoughts about, whether or not we should, ask, for an extension of the lease and how long you think we should do that for. Verna?
Verna.
Looked like you were getting ready to say something, Verna.
Are you muted?
I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry. No.
Your box lit up.
Yeah, I was up until 4 a.m. this morning and then did my, but I was not going to make a comment. I'm sorry.
Okay. Kamal has his hand up. Kamal.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, so I'm all in favor of extending. I mean, I think the price is right over at Sirius. I have no problem with the numbers. I'm probably a little leery on, you know, Uncle Mo, you know, having that momentum about whatever we're going to do and how we maintain that, particular pace and what that means for, both the committee and, you know, folks will be changing over here. In 12 months, you know, we'll have some new more board members, things like that. So there's always that potential energy that you might lose. So that's my only concern there.
Okay. Presumably we would, with an extension, we would keep the opt out clause so that if something breaks sooner, which we could continue to work on, we would be able to leave gracefully. Robert?
Yeah. So, you know, that's a lot of information that, Miyuki just provided and you too, Dennis. Mm-hmm. I just, you know, it makes me think, okay, well, that's, you know, kind of a shift of direction. It sounds like for the committee. And I guess the bottom line is I don't have a problem with the extension, you know, if everybody's comfortable there and they're comfortable with us, et cetera, it's probably a good deal. Rent's so cheap, relatively speaking. But if we're going to try and find a place that we're going to buy, then we need to consider hiring a real estate agent to represent us to make that happen, you know, to go out to talk to get an idea of what we need to have for that kind of facility and then start to move on that for a lot of the same reasons that come out just talked about, you know what I mean? We don't want to be sitting around for 3, 4, 5, 6 months with no activity. If that's what we're going to do, then we need to go ahead and get somebody in here to represent us to make it happen. And maybe the Ganao group, if they don't do that, maybe they can help us find somebody that does. Or if they do that, then, you know, let's just step into it with them and start that process of sifting through, you know, real estate that we can buy and move into. So,
but one of the things that is on the agenda is that we should again sooner rather than later sit down with a lender, probably at least Miyuki and Tom, and get a general idea of what kind of financials, what our financial profile needs to look like to be able to, you know, to be able to get a reasonable competitive mortgage loan. You know, a Are we in the ballpark? What will we need to do to get into that ballpark? That's a conversation that I think we should have soon in order to see if it's likely that within the next year, you know, we might be, you know, because even if we got a gift for a down payment, we would still need to be able to, you know, qualify for the mortgage to make the monthly payments in perpetuity.
Right. On that tip, yeah. I would say that if I'm a lender, then I'm going to want to know what property we want to buy, because mm-hmm. they're going to want to know how much does it cost.
Yeah.
You know, what are we planning on buying? So it's almost right. becomes a chicken and egg sort of situation. Yeah. 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 But I would also say, my suggestion would be, if that's what we want to do, and we would talk to Industrial Bank, and, you know, they would probably be willing to give us, you know, that kind of a general.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They used to be a client of mine years ago. Okay. And, you know, they're good people, and I think they would be interested in this sort of transaction for the station.
Okay. Good tip. Thank you.
Mo.
Right. That.
Mo Thomas.
I'm just being polite, that's all.
Okay, go ahead.
So the substance of conversation between me and Miyuki and Tom was that while we are in this interim period where we are conserving expenses, you know, almost in the extreme, is commendable. And so then we should be squirreling our nuts, as they say. We should be saving up as much as we can possibly save out of the operating capital that we're not spending today, and thereby make us more attractive to a lender. We're paying our bills. You know, we've got a nest egg of some kind. Just makes us look a lot more attractive. And the other part about the extension, I said it at the inception, and now I'm proven true that the Sirius location is very seductive and very comfortable, and folks seem to be pretty happy in the new space. I would expect that to continue. You know, eventually we'll get the public affairs programmers accommodated. And Miyuki and I have been talking about office space, some kind of suitable office space where we can have it supported technically. Not a big deal, not a deal breaker on the office space. And so all of those are positives. So while we're holding a good hand, it's well that we should get ourselves in position to move to a permanent property, which I think is the way we all want to go.
Okay. Adele?
Yeah, I like Mo's idea, which he also set out in our last meeting about taking some time to quote unquote swirl the nuts, you know, and to keep that going. Cause either way, whether we buy or go into a new leased space, you know, the better the financials, the better the deal, right? So, so that makes a lot of sense to me. I do worry a bit about, while I see it as a great long-term goal, focusing on purchase as, you know, as something, I mean, how much energy to put into that in a time when Pacifica's a financial wreck and interest rates are stupidly high. And, so I guess what I'm saying is, like, if we're going to consider all these different scenarios, it would be really helpful to prioritize them, that assessing the current moment.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's it.
Okay. Thank you. Tom?
Ron, is that?
Okay. After Tom Chase, we'll come to you, Ron.
Okay.
So I would say I agree with everything everyone has said, and I would be willing to support making a decision today. But what's the rush, really? We had set out to have a decision by June. And I think it would be useful to, talk with the financial people and, you know, rack and stack where we are with what we know we've already talked about. And then we would be in a better position to look at the options and commit to one. And I'm not, you know, I'm saying that in a month or two, you know, we're making pretty good progress here. But, you know, if the sense of the group is let's commit to something and continue to work on mid to longer term, I'm okay with that. But I think we still have time to look, be a little more strategic before we commit to one thing. If I can just make one more point on the idea of like a new property and the financials and scrolling away, like I'm all about that. I'm not trying to be risky, but I really have no idea like what it would cost to get a property and the financing. So I think again, getting more data about that, how that financing would work, a capital campaign. You know, I know we would need something like that. We need stronger messaging to raise the kind of money, unless we think there's, you know, one, two, three, very small number of discrete donors that we're confident about. And I don't have a sense on that, but my sense is we probably need a campaign and we need to fundraise significantly and have dedicated messaging, particularly if we're buying a property and that's the goal. Yep. And as I was talking about this with, and I'll talk more about it later, but the woman at Montgomery County, we were brainstorming on this and, you know, she asked me like, who are the donors you're going after? And it occurred to me like, we should be going after donors to Kennedy Center that are no longer going to be given to Kennedy Center and saying, look, invest in, you know, the jazz. We're replacing the jazz. Anyway, I'll leave it at that. Those are my thoughts.
Thanks. Yeah. Good idea. Yeah, I love that. Ron.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Those are great observations by our new treasurer. My concern, I have this concern about the pursuit of a property. Unfortunately, Pacifica is the holder of the license.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be very diligent about getting Pacifica to commit to that effort because they own their license.
Right.
And I'm sure they're going to have their own parameters, their own needs or wants, you know, if, you know, we're able to do that, or who's investing in that,
right?
So I think that's an important step that we need to do before we start reaching out to lenders. We need to find out what Pacifica's position, you know, is going to be on this, and will they back this up?
Okay.
Otherwise, we just The other thing is this. The political climate in D.C. has changed dramatically.
Yes.
Okay. All right. With the Bowser bill trying to destroy home rule, you know, we no longer really have that political allegiance to stay in D.C. Maryland may be a better option for us.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether it be purchase or whether it be, you know, rental.
Good point.
And we also have to consider this. We do not, we're in a federally employed city. Everybody's got some connection to the whether it's a contractor or whether it's an employee of the government. This uncertainty is going to affect our ability to raise money.
Yes, it is.
Okay. dramatically, unfortunately, but it's here, and that's the intent. That's the intent. Mm-hmm. So those things I'm just putting on the table to consider. Having that kind of conversation, because it's going to affect the whole network. Having a conversation with them about the pursuit of a property, and you know what's realistic and you know and what's not. Okay, mm-hmm. But the main point I want to make is that if because of this Bowser bill, we no longer have that kind of loyalty to DC. Okay. It's a shame, but that's where we are. You know, so we can move to Maryland and find an affordable property, probably much easier.
Okay, that's Ron, I tend to agree more with the second part of what you're saying. In terms of the first part with Pacifica, I disagree about the priority of that. We've already been informed that by the ED that there's no problem with us seeking to purchase. That's you know we've got a green light as far as that is concerned. And it's also clear that we would even though you know their name is on it, but we would have to do the heavy lifting up front.
Yes.
I want to know if we even have the capacity to do that before I go running to them asking for permission to do it. I want to know if we think that is something that we can do before we try and get permission to do it. Because if we can't pull it off, then I don't want to go running to them asking because they're not going to jump in and save us with that, right? We're going to have to do
that. My only concern, I'm sure they're, you know, we've talked about this before, so I know that they say, yeah, we'll support you, but, you know, it's not about whether they support us or not, it's whether their financial, whether their financials are going to support what we're trying to do. That's the issue for me, whether Pacific financials will support an effort to ownership.
I agree, but I think that it's that we should get a sense of what our financial readiness is first. That's my opinion. Okay, Miyuki.
Yeah, and permission to speak. I can't seem to figure out how to get on.
Yeah, you'll be after Miyuki and Bruno.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. First, Robert, I did speak to Industrial today. They will be willing to help us. And I did speak to the ED previously, and there was not an issue about us buying. However, Ron's caution is valid, and the industrial person I spoke to had an experience with that previously and suggests that if we do it, we do it without using the – who's on this call? Oh, heck. That we do it without using the Pacifica tax ID. That someone – Mo suggested earlier that we have a trust fund. We develop a trust or a group of people independent of – Pacifica and PFW, because the last time, and it was a very bad experience for the industrial bank and our money and what was done with it. So he doesn't feel comfortable with that at all. But he said once, you know, things get moving and we get to that place, he will help us get it. He will help us finance it, all those other things. But we have to do it cautiously and we have to do it smart. And I don't know exactly how that looks. So that's going to take some work on our part. And there was other thing. Who else spoke? Someone else spoke? I had another response. I don't remember. So, and I apologize. I'm at the station. I'm going to go, I have to pitch at some point. So I'll be in and out. So I can't hear everything, but I'm here.
Okay. Thanks. Verna.
Okay. Yes. I just wanted to underscore the point that I think that as precarious as this political environment that we are in now is, we can also use it to our advantage. When I was pitching a couple of times this week, I noticed that getting a good response, almost doubling the goals. And, you know, when we lay out the point that we need you know, we are dependent upon our listeners. They are our funding. We don't get the federal funding. I think they respond well to that, and we need to take advantage of this opportunity now because, you know, and point out the fact that Pacifica has been targeted in Project 2025. We're getting a good response to that. I think the time to start a capital campaign, would be now, you know, now once the drive is over. I would just urge that we would do that. That's my thinking right now.
Okay. Let me come back to Miyuki and then I have a thought. Is that an old hand of legacy?
Well, that was the other thing I was going to say is that I agree with what Verna just said, that people are responding very, I mean, we are getting calls, people stopping sustaining, memberships because they've gotten laid off or lost their jobs. However, I think that the energy is going the other way, that people want to support us and want us to be independent.
Okay. Let me suggest this. Is it possible for representatives from this committee, say Miyuki and Tom or someone, to try to arrange to have a consultation with industrial within the next 2 weeks? I guess that's mostly on you, Miyuki, because you're really busy this week, I know. And my thought is to see if we could get some kind of preliminary answers in time for our next meeting 2 weeks from now. And then if we decided that we wanted to pursue an extension, at Sirius, then, if the committee votes that that's what we want to do, then we could bring that to the full board. On the second Wednesday. What does anybody think about that?
Ron to the staff?
Yeah. Ron and then Tom. Go ahead, Ron.
I agree with what the treasurer said earlier on, that you know, we can pursue any avenue we want, but we have to pursue cautiously.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was very wise advice because we can't bite off more than we can chew.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, like I say, you know, it's when we're talking about the kind of money and the economic uncertainty, that throws a whole new wrinkle into it. We weren't thinking about that before, right. But now it's a whole new reality.
Well, that's right.
I was just going to say, particularly in this area. So people may want to give, and people will give, but they may give less. Some, you know, look, right now, the retail sales have plunged just in a week, okay, because people are, you know, being very, very cautious about their spending. That's just the reality we're going to have to deal with. I agree with all the motives for supporting PFW. Hell yes, we need it more than ever. But even those people that want to give may be compelled to give less. So right. We just have to take all that into consideration.
Right.
I think the treasurer gave some good advice.
Thanks. Right. And we'll be hearing from him in within seconds. But what I wanted to say is that the part of the advice was to wait to see if about extending Sirius, and in 2 weeks we would know more about how the drive works, and we might know more about what we would need in terms of a financial position for purchase, and at that point we may decide to extend or not extend, but we would have more information, even to consider that possibility. Okay, Tom.
Mr. Chair?
Yep.
Extend by all. That's my last comment.
Extend what? What was your last comment?
Extend all means.
Extend by all means?
We need the space. We need the breathing room.
Okay.
I guess what I'm not clear on, I have a couple of points, but are we in a rush to extend at Sirius? I mean, we've got a lease till the end of the year. I get doing it as a modification and not waiting and creating a new lease. But I mean, our plan was we were going to make a decision by late June or July. And I'm not saying we need to wait that long if we can make a decision earlier, but right. I think the decision we need to make sooner than later is getting temporary office space for the staff and for the weekend calls, call center during fundraising.
Right.
And, right. you know, I would support like saying let's, and whether we do that with the broker or not, or however, you know, we got till the end of the year, with Sirius, assuming like the plan we talked about, if we found a rental or a buy or something by June or July, we'd have 6 months build out. We'd still need temporary office space. And I think we've learned that staff can't go without any office space. So I would say let's hold off on Sirius until I'd say at least a month and maybe reevaluate unless they're pushing us. And then I'd say, let's explore the temporary. And then parallel with that, let's explore more on the buying. You know, what's the market look like for the kind of size of, like, I still don't have a good sense. And I'd like to work with you on this is just what's everything on the list that we're looking at and what category is it in? Is it buy? Is it short-term rental, long-term rental? You know, that sort of thing. And I know there's sort of a just a couple, right, that are even viable at this point. But yeah, and then I think to do a capital campaign, I think we need a really compelling thing. So I think as we go through that and we think about the kind of spaces that would work for us, or, you know, if we're going to go to commit to buy and take, you know, a year and a half, and then we commit to Sirius and we extend the short term, whatever we come up with. And then we work on like that capital campaign and really describing the story of why we need this, that we're going to sell to these Kennedy Center donors that are going to help us. Anyway, those are my thoughts.
Okay. So, for, and I'll, you know, and I will own this anxiety. I think you are right. And I don't think we need to be in a rush to commit longer term to Sirius. As long as we are sure that that might not be a problem down the road. You know, because for me, the idea is that, you know, we know we need, you know, like 6 month, lead time and, I don't want to wait until October to seek the extension and then find out that there's a problem. So as long as we think that there's a problem, we don't necessarily have to sign anything right now. I think you're right. But I do want to get some reaction to the notion of at least having that initial financial conversation about purchase, within the next couple of weeks so that we as a committee can have a better sense, some kind of sense of, you know, how feasible it is to be sort of leaning in that direction, right now.
Yeah, I support that.
Okay. Come on.
Yeah. And so, then, yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Just kind of learning, drawing off the experiences from the prior iteration of the committee. What we definitely need is that kind of fact finding, information gathering and just tee up in a nice compact kind of options, A, B, C, and D, whatever they are, and allow folks to kind of see that in the visual and what the benefits, pros and cons of each of these options would be. That way, both the committee can be confident in what we present to the larger, board, and then the board itself can be confident as we go out and do whatever the endeavor is that we fully vetted and fully understand, you know, what the comparisons have been, between the options that we have. I think, you know, I'll take the hit for that. That's one of the things that I think, you know, may have handicapped us a little bit in the past iteration when we went out and tried to sell whatever we were doing, we really had to have that kind of visual. So I think that's important if we're going to go forward in any direction, that we have something kind of undergirding the decision making.
So, okay. And, yeah. And I agree that we should, at our next meeting, which is a week before the big meeting, we should commit to coming up with some kind of, something that illustrates where we are right now and what our thinking is for the next, say, at least 60 days, to share with the folks, as an update. Yeah, Robert.
Okay, I'm going to respond to your question too, Dennis. And it's going to be a pretty simple answer to that. But in talking about extending with Sirius, I thought it was my recollection that there's an early termination clause in the lease mm-hmm. that either side can exercise.
Right.
Right. So if that's the case, I would say go ahead and get it extended.
Yeah.
We have as much time as we possibly can need to try and do all of these other things, raise money, blah, blah, blah. You know, if we can terminate anytime we want, I think it was like 60 days or something, if memory serves, then mm-hmm. I don't see any reason not to go ahead and extend it. And then we can comfortably be at peace in a good location while we focus on trying to buy new property. As far as a conversation with Industrial Bank, I think, didn't Miyuki just say that she just had a conversation with them? And if that's the case, what was that conversation about specifically, and what would we want to talk to them about now? I'm all in favor of it. I'm not saying not do it, but, you know, from my experience, it's usually you come to them and say, we have targeted a piece of property, and this is the price, and we have a contract, and now we want you to lend us money so we can buy that property, mm-hmm. you know. And they'll say, well, the down payment has to be X percentage, blah, 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 and, you know, all of these other terms and conditions. If we just want a general sort of, you know, overview of what we need to have, that makes sense too. And, mm-hmm. you know, beyond that, I just want us to be real precise about what information we'd be seeking from them and, you know.
Yes. So what I would say for me, because I don't know how this works with the business, but, you know, some of the things that I would expect a lender to want is some sense of, you know, what is our sort of capacity on an ongoing basis, for, you know, where is the funds going to be coming from to pay the mortgage for the next X number of years? And what is that capacity?
Right. That's sort of a bottom line-ish kind of thing, but you know, there's a lot of other elements to it too.
Right.
You know, and I'll say this too, and this kind of backs up to what Miyuki was saying. I mean, the LSB is not a standalone entity. You know, mm-hmm. the LSB under the bylaws is a standing committee of Pacifica. So if we're going to own it and it's not going to be whatever we are, you know, PFW does not exist, but for its, you know, being a part of the Pacifica network,
right.
It would have to be something creative if
Pacifica is
not going to be.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it can be done, but it's, you know, it's not like it's a simple, you know, I'm buying your house and Robert is going to own your house that you used to own. So there'd have to be an element of creativity there, which the bank would have to be down with and sign off on, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Right. Adele?
Yeah, I would, argue. I mean, I'm dittoing Robert Gordon, but for different reasons. I mean, I think given the political climate, it would be really wise to get that extension nailed down. Because, you know, they still have to give us 60 days if they want to get us out of there. And you know, things may start to become less attractive about renewing us in the political climate that we're facing right now. So if we could get it extended sooner rather than later, you know, even if they decide they want us out at some point, we at least get the 60 days notice, and I would really try to go for it sooner rather than later.
Okay, let me ask this. Is this something that I know we handled the move to Sirius. Well, it was actually folks. It was you know, management with the permission of the committee that actually you know, made it happen. But is that something that we feel that we need to the board sign off on?
Ron, to the staff. Specifically this? What do you mean?
To extend the lease. My thinking is that that's something that we probably should take to the board. But what do you all think? And if that was the case, then we could actually have a vote on that at our next meeting. Cause we have another meeting before the board, the big board meeting. Is anybody opposed to come out? Here's the big board right here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I do agree that, I think, again, kind of going back to my statement a second ago or a few minutes ago, you know, all this stuff just needs to be on the table, the kind of climate around our board. Yeah. We don't need, you know, any kind of like, oh yeah, we just signed this, you know, kind of thing. Let's just go ahead. Hey, here's what we got to do. Here's why we're doing it. Any opposition? Why are you opposing? Take it to a vote. Ellen, call the roll. You know what I mean? So it's just,
yeah,
just go through it. And it takes time. Democracy, you know, is like, it is what it is. But I think we need to make sure we handle it in a proper manner. So.
Right. Okay. Especially if the companion to that is that we are going to focus on trying to buy real estate for this, you know, for the future.
Okay. Okay. Let's do this then.
I have a question, Chair.
Yep. Go ahead.
Has it been stated how long we can extend it for? Is it just up to us, or unless either side wants to get out of it, or what are the terms along those lines?
Miyuki, are you there? Do you have a sense of how long we could ask for? Go ahead.
I do not. I just asked if we could extend it. And he just said if we could do it earlier than later, because again, I went in there asking for 4 to 6 months,
mm-hmm.
thinking that we were going to find somewhere else. As it turns out, doesn't make sense to make that pivot now because we've invested so much money into this place.
Right.
And so we, extended, I could find out how much longer it would be or something for, and I think that's a good question. I should have asked him that.
Okay. Well, you mean 4 to 6 months extension? That's what you said to them?
No, a year. I was going to ask for a year.
Oh, okay. Thank
no.
you.
No?
Yeah.
I thought a year would make sense because we have the 60-day, yeah. And then asked for the 60-day out to remain there, but we asked for a whole year.
Yeah.
So, you know, so we did ask for a year, so now we're on a year. So we're talking about adding a second
That's
year?
What I'm saying. When I'm asking for the extension, I'm going to ask for a year. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. As long as we can get out. Is that what the agreement is?
Right. We have with the contention that the 60-day out remains. The 68 right. out for either side remains.
Okay, so what? Go ahead, Robert.
Mo, and I was just going to say briefly.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mo.
If you want a sense of the environment, the folks we spoke to at Sirius were actually anxious, eager. I shouldn't anxious, not the right word. Eager to have us on board, and wanted initially they wanted a year as it was, and we went short. Then we said no, we will go back to the year. So. My feeling, and this is only a feeling, hasn't been expressed anywhere, but my feeling is that they'd be happy to have this for another year.
Okay. What I want to do then is, and I think Kamau is right, that we should share this with the LSB. So we have another meeting in 2 weeks. So everybody think about this. We will vote as a committee at our next meeting. On a recommendation, to either we do recommend or we won't to seek a 1 year extension, at Sirius. If that's what we decide to recommend, we will bring that to the board. And you know, if whatever we decide, the more in agreement we are, the more weight it'll carry. So we will do that at the next meeting. Who's that?
Ron.
This is Ron.
Okay.
Could we include in the language, for this extension? I mean, is it practical to say, okay, we want to extend for a year with an option of another year if necessary?
I don't know. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that when we bring it next year. Miyuki and Mo, you can think about if that feels wise to you.
It's uncharted, but we can investigate carefully.
Yeah. Okay. Is it feasible for Miyuki, for you and Tom, or with some information from Tom or in some shape or form, to have a somewhat more detailed conversation with industrial? Do you think it's possible to find out any more than we do now in the short term?
Muted.
You're not muted, but I can't hear you.
Well, she's talking.
Saying nothing.
Talking loud and saying nothing.
Now we hear you. Okay, go ahead.
That ain't right, y'all.
That's a dumb night. This ain't good.
Nay, nay, nay.
Talking loud. Saying nothing.
We hear you now. No, I don't hear you. Now we don't hear you.
I think it would be useful. And I mean, I'd like to know what could we afford to pay? Like, can we get a $3 million property? What's that going to cost us, or five, or like, and maybe there's other ways to get that, but if they can help us with that, that would be useful.
Okay. Well,
I think this structure thing is interesting. Like, Pacifica is going to have to sign the lease, right? Like, Stephanie signs our lease extension.
Yep.
They would own a mortgage if we bought a building through Pacifica. We got and she's going to want to know we could make the payments and how much is it and how much down payment can we get. Mm-hmm. But a bank, like, if we set up there are the, friends of the zoo, right? There are nonprofits that are joined with these agencies or whatever. And I could see a situation like that with us potentially, but what's the fundraising for that? Like, you can't, that group isn't going to have it's the rent. Anyway, I think I have some background with those sorts of setting up 501c3s. So I would like to talk with them more about those two issues in particular.
Yeah. Okay. Like some kind of a trust or something, Tom.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. You all can try to make that happen. Miyuki and Tom and whoever else, you need, see what you can find out on that front in the next 2 weeks. And we'll,
can't hear you, Miyuki.
You're breaking up.
Okay. I don't know why. I think we need more time, and I think we have to start showing an effort to raise funds, that we can raise the funds. I don't think we go to the bank and say that we want to buy something. We have nothing, to do it. I just think we should point at least, right. Oh, that's what we have in the United States too. When Mo said that we're saving a lot of money, don't forget, we didn't have to pay central services in April, October when I was here.
Okay. I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay,
sorry.
No, it's okay. We're stuck in a chicken and egg thing here. I think maybe Miyuki, you and Tom and I should talk within the next several days and try to get a feel for that. But at the very least, by our next meeting, we will have, we'll know how the fund drive went. And so that'll tell us something about our fundraising climate at the moment. We'll go from there. I think Verna, did you have your hand up before?
I did. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just wondering, we've had some pretty sound, arguments and discussions, pro and con, extending. Is there a reason we're not taking the vote tonight on whether or not to extend?
Because if we're going to take it to the LSB, we'll have another meeting before we have to do that. And, we're bringing it up tonight. This way we have a chance to think about it. Maybe we'll get some more information in 2 weeks, and we'll have the vote then. If we have the vote tonight, there's nothing we can do about it for another 3 weeks.
Right. But I don't know. It just seems like all of it. It's pretty fresh in our minds now. I think everybody here has made their decision as to whether or not they want to extend. So we are going to ask the LSB if we can extend.
We're going to tell the LSB that we recommend extending. So yeah, we're asking, but we're not going to put it in a, make it sound quite, you know, this is a committee. You can raise the motion if you want. I suggest that we have the vote at our next meeting. If you want to make a motion to vote now, go ahead.
Well, you know, I don't know if people feel like they want to wait.
No, either.
I'm just curious.
Ron, to the side.
Okay, Ron, your turn.
But my only caveat to this is that we want to have a discussion about whether it's feasible to request this 1 year extension with the option of an additional year. That's the one thing we have not decided on. So, and that requires debate and probably some more information as to whether they would even do it. But, you know, considering the climate we're in, all we're asking for is this 1 year extension with an option for another year if it's necessary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
Any competition with Industrial Bank is going to ultimately lead to our financials.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. Because they can't give us an opinion without knowing our financials.
Right. Absolutely. Okay, let's pivot to another probably more immediate thing, which is we know that we need office space. We did get some information. Miyuki's been the one space in Tacoma Park that she's been looking at. We got some advice from Ganao today about sort of how much we should be paying for something like that, which is less than they were asking. Anybody, I don't know if you have any more that you want to say right now about temporary office space, except that we do need it. We need it for a variety of reasons. We certainly need office space before in the next 3 months before the next fund drive comes up. But there's a lot of reasons we would need it before then. Anybody have, so, yeah, I mean, it's something we got to do. Anybody have any thoughts on that, or we just, plow ahead and see what we can find? Adele?
I just have I'm asking a point of clarification for my note taking, which is, are you saying that Ganao was suggesting that because there were two figures that Miyuki discussed, the landlord wanted $4,000 for a bigger space.
Right.
And she was Miyuki was suggesting $1,000 for a smaller space. So when you say Ganao was suggesting that we should be paying less than, which number do you mean?
He's saying we should pay $500.
$500. Okay. Thanks.
He's saying that for, and again, it may depend on the size of it and what kind of access we have, but for standard office space, he's saying these days in Tacoma Park, for that kind of a thing, $500, we should be able to
$500.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I do have are you calling on me, Chair?
Yes, I am, Bruno.
Okay. I know at one point, there was an opportunity for us to be in the Westminster Church. I'm wondering if that space, and I thought that would have been sort of non-gratis, or we wouldn't have to pay for that. Is that no longer an option for us if Miyuki is still on the call? I know she is. Yeah,
I think there was a reason that was not an option. It might have been have to do with the accessibility. I'm not sure.
But I thought that would be for all of the programmers. Now, if we're just talking about office space, mightn't that make a difference?
Well, let's find out. Miyuki.
Sir?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear
okay,
you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't hear the question. I'm sorry. It's okay.
Is the Westminster Church off the table for office space?
Yes. Yes, it is. What happened was, if we really, really needed places to lay, that's fine. But it's in the basement of the church in a closet. And I don't think it's, I think we have other options. We'll find other options because we can do $1,000 a month somewhere. And there's lots of office space available. I haven't had a chance to run down all of it, but there is office space available.
Okay. Okay. I've just admitted Sabu Hakim and, an observer to the meeting. And Adele, did you have your hand up?
No.
Okay. So, do we have any other current, leads or we're going to, Miyuki on the office space? So the first step will be to try to renegotiate with the Tacoma Park space.
Yes, I spoke to them and they're willing to do what we ask. And when that's when, but then today, Ganao Victor said that was way too much for that space. So we'll have to talk to them again. I'm also, there's a space right next here to Sirius XM that I'm trying to find out about. It's literally right there on Q Street and it's an office space, but they haven't called me back in 3 days. So I'm not sure what's going on there. And, I also spoke to, Sirius XM. I said, they'd offered me a beautiful space, but they wanted something like $5,000, but it was almost, it was 5,000 square feet and they wanted 10. I don't remember. The point is we couldn't afford it and we don't need that much space. But I asked them today, I said, I don't need that much space. What if I just give me an office, just one office and charge me $1,000 and I can do that. So he's looking, he's going to think about it and see if he can find somewhere here that we can just have like a big office that we can store things and that we can use for the drives. And he said he'll look for it. So he may have something like that. So we'll see.
Okay. So my question now is, for now, is that something that you feel like you are in a position to handle? Is there anything that the committee, that you want the committee to help out with in short term in terms of the office space?
I mean, if anyone comes across office space that you think would be, I'm sorry, I don't even have square footage, 1,000 square feet, maybe not a lot of space, but okay. If there's a place that'll work, again, I'm looking things logistically connected to Sirius or makes it easy for our staff to get in or people to come in to do phone answering. But, if someone comes up with something better or something inexpensive or something, you know, I'm open. And, okay. I think we all are, so.
Okay. So that's something that we should be on the lookout for. I think that's, it's probably not worth the engaging the public like we did before on that, but we should all be that's something that we should all be cognizant of on the committee. The two other things that were on the agenda. Tom, did you have any more? What was the follow-up with your conversation with the folks in Montgomery County?
Yeah, so I did talk with my contact in the county executive's office. She leads up economic development. And I gave her more background and finally talked to her. But I let her know mostly that where the ball's in our court with the Maryland or the Montgomery County funding for relocation that someone on the someone on the call talked about, and I don't have the details on that, but she mentioned the same name that he mentioned in the county. Right. So
that was Wayne Bruce.
Yeah,
Wayne, and he had mentioned the person that he had talked to. It was kind of an odd name. But she actually sent an email out to that person and just asked if they'd talked to anyone. And then I mentioned Miyuki had told me she has a lead on something at Montgomery College. And I just mentioned that we were talking to Montgomery College. Okay. And she offered, and I'm going to follow up with her on this because it sounds like it would be useful, but I think she can pull a realtor's list of sure, vacant properties that are available for lease in different sizes. So, But, you know, it's obviously probably only going to be Montgomery County, but that sounds like it's okay with us.
Yeah. And, so let's do that.
All right.
And I think the thing that, cause I was also, in conversation with Miyuki, I think that other thing, the Montgomery College thing, I think that was, that ended up being a misunderstanding.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, whatever else they can come up with is fine. And then the other thing is that some, now that you have our updated financials, is there any objection to, this is something from back last year, backtracking and sharing those with the landlord at Bonifant, just so that we have a sense of whether or not that is still an option on, from their end? Kamau?
So those, consolidated financials, are you going to share that package or were we going to share the tab that is specific to PFW?
I think we have to share both because we look really bad. And ultimately the national office is going to sign the lease or the mortgage. So I think you have to show both. And Miyuki had forwarded to me from September that that's the package that Stephanie provided to another nonprofit that was asking for our financial information. Maybe Miyuki has the background on that, but those are kind of the official documents from national office on our financial situation.
Okay.
And I think they need to be together to get context because we've lost a lot of money in the last 2 years. And the Pacifica Foundation for the end of 2024 was actually positive. Pacifica National is moving in the right direction. We're moving in the right direction, but not as fast as they are. We didn't pay the central services fee in 24, but in those consolidated statements we did, that's why we have a bigger loss on our books because they still charged us for it, even though we didn't transfer the cash.
Absolutely. All right. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. So is there any objection to doing that just so that we can know whether or not that's something to hang on to or just let it go? Okay.
Bonifant, you mean? Miyuki, yeah. Kelly, or Kamau.
Yeah, Bonifant. Okay. Let's do that then, Tom. Those were
all,
yes.
I just thought about something on, you know, we talked earlier about office space.
Mm-hmm.
And that Cirrus, you know, that Miyuki has had some discussion with Cirrus about perhaps they can come up with some office space. It would be great if we could come up with a package of, you know, using the studio and some office space that they have and see if that would be even more attractive to them. And a package like that, we can go into it for 3 years, maximum to, you know, to get our affairs in order. That'll give us a operating platform for, you know, for 2 years.
Yep.
So I would just want to put that on the table that in our talks with Cirrus, maybe we can present them with a package. Hey, you know, we really need office space. If you got anything that we can possibly use, let's make a deal on it, you know?
Okay. So she said she was going to talk to them about the office space anyway. So yeah, maybe bundling that with, you know, as part of an extension, however they want to pitch that. And I see a thumbs up from Miyuki. So she thinks that's a good idea. Okay.
All right.
Those were the items that were on our agenda. Is there anything else? I'd like to wrap this up no later than 9 p.m. Is there any other items for discussion? We would have our next meeting in 2 weeks from tonight, which would be a week before the LSP meeting.
Were you about to say Bundle Ruski?
No, I was not. I was not. It didn't even... That wasn't even in my mind. I was thinking bundling from the commercials, but I wasn't going that far. Anything else? Okay, well, this is a pleasant evening's worth of positive conversation. Anyone like to call it a night?
A night.
Okay. It is a night. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Mr.
Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Catch you all. Bye.
Good night.
Be in touch, Eddie.